welcome you to this session that is about empowerment-oriented salutogenic intervention. And we have, my name is Eva Langeland. I am from Norway, and I am working as a professor of health science in Western Norway University of Applied Sciences. So I live in Bergen. That's a relatively big city in Norway. And I have worked on salutogenesis since the 80s. And I have my special interest is salutogenic intervention. So that's why I'm going to lead this session and also have start with my own presentation, and then the others comes afterwards. We have four presentations here today, and that means that we have 10 minutes for each presenter, and we are going to end this session at 10 to 15. So I think we have good time to also have some discussion after each presentation. And I have found out that we have 7 minutes to discuss after each presenter. But it means that if some of you are using some minutes more than 10 to present, I think it's okay. So don't stress with the time. Louis, my co-moderator, are going to try to follow the time and give some sign if you are using too much time and so on. And he will also give a sign when 10 minutes have passed. So do you have some questions before I start my own presentation? I can't see that the one who are going to number three here in the presentation is Alex Morales. I don't see that he is present, but maybe he will join. We can take that, but otherwise we have all the presenter here in this Zoom room. So if some have some questions, I will start with my own presentation. And I will present, as you can see of the title, a salutogenic health promotion program, and an example of its program and its significance. Certainly I do not, it will not move, but I will try to, there it is. The background for this presentation is that there is a dearth of knowledge about how salutogenesis might be translated into salutogenic intervention in different settings, and then with the main account to promote sense of coherence, coping, and mental health. And we also need more knowledge about the significance of such interventions. So this presentation aims to illustrate an example of how Antonovsky's salutogenic theory, including basic assumptions about health, that is what we are calling the salutogenic orientation about health, and also its central concept, such as sense of coherence and general resistance resources, and how these can be operationalized into a salutogenic health promotion program in different settings. Then I will present for you some findings from empirical studies. That is from one RCT, that means randomized controlled trial study, and also some in-depth interviews that I have done with people that have participated in this program. And the participant is residents in the community with mental health challenges. So there are people that have a vis level of functioning, but they need help in daily life to cope with living in the community. So the methods I have used on this program is that I have done a theoretical elaboration of this salutogenic intervention. And that was a part of my doctoral thesis. And also in a randomized control trial, I have tested out the effect of this program where the participants were residents in the community with mental health challenges, and they were randomly allocated to the salutogenic experimental group. And the participant, it was 59 participants in the experimental group. And in the control group, there were 47 participants, and they were receiving standard care. In addition, I have done in-depth interviews to increase knowledge about such salutogenic processes that are happening in this salutogenic program. And I'd also then want to present the results from this in-depth interviews, what they are telling and how they explain what is it in a group that function well and how does it look like. So I have three different findings I want to present for you here. So the first result is this theoretical elaboration of the intervention that is based on the salutogenic orientation and the main concept, such as sensor coherence and general resistance resources. And the sensor coherence is the main outcome. So when I was going to measure the effect of intervention, the sensor coherence questionnaire 29 was used to measure the effect. I will come back to that. But first, the theoretical elaboration of salutogenesis. I'm not going to go through this whole this whole table, but I want to show you that my starting point was this. You can see at the blue in the left here. This is the salutogenic orientation. This is the basis principles that Antonovsky has described in chapter one in his book from 1987, where he described this the salutogenic paradigm, looking health as a continuum. We are emphasizing the story of the participant rather than the diagnosis. We are looking at health promoting factors rather than risk factors. And we are looking at stressors and tension as potentially health promoting. And the main focus in the treatment is active adaptation. People have to actively adapt to their life situation and get help to do that. And here you can see in the middle here, you can see how we have translated health as a continuum into salutogenic principles. And I can't go through all this, but I have, for example, I can show you an example from this emphasizing the story of the participant, because we are emphasizing the participant own experience rather than the diagnosis. And that means that we are looking at diagnosis as a narrow description of the participant, and the broad description comes when we are listening to the participant own stories about his or her life earlier, present, and how we look at the future. And of course, including how he or she experienced to have this mental health challenge. But that is not the main emphasis, because people with same diagnosis, for example, will experience it quite different. And then the desired outcome here is, for example, that people experience themselves as a person and not as a diagnosis, because if people are experiencing themselves as a diagnosis, the the stigma they have, we have to fight against stigma, especially when it comes to mental health issues. So it's important that people always see themselves as a person and not as a diagnosis. So that is very important to work on. And that means that the identity of the person are very main issue in these groups. And we are also looking at that, you can see the third point as to the coping resources. And the main outcome you can see here at the right hand side, you can see here the main outcome into increase the perceptions of comprehensibility, manageability, and meaning. That means improving sense of coherence. And Antonovsky is emphasizing four areas for increased meaning. And that is, you can see, that is to explore people's inner feelings, to explore their interest in main activities, what they like to do, and the quality of social support, and also or existential issue, what we discuss with them, what they experience is the meaning, their meaning in life. You can see this crucial space here in the middle. There you can see inner feelings, social support, main activity, and existential issues. So we are talking about yesterday that meaning is the most important part of the sense of coherence concept. And that's why it's, we have worked especially with the meaning component of the intervention. So I have to go further. And that is about the second result here. And that is the results of the intervention study. You can see here that the intervention run for a period of 16 weeks, and the sessions are once a week and 2 hours each time. And the RCT studies revealed significant improvements in the sense of coherence in the intervention groups compared to the control group. And the control group was reduced their sense of coherence with 2 points. This was after 6 months, but at the 12 months follow-up, there was still improvement in the intervention group, but this difference between intervention group and control group was not significant. So we have the third result, and that is a summary of the finding when I have done in-depth interviews with people that have participated in this salutogenic talk therapy groups. And overall, you can see here that the people in general experience a richer life. And the main theme that they, it's of course important, that's obvious, that they have participated in a well-functioning group. And they also have experience that they can explore who they are. We are working very much with their identity, how they define themselves, how other people define them, and to find out, explore who they are. And they also experience that the talk therapy group was a community of like-minded individuals. There are experiences that other people are experiences much the same as they do themselves. So they are not alone with their own experiences. I think that's very important for, because many people experience them as very themselves as it's just me that have it in this way. But when they come together in a group, they discover that other people are struggling with very much the same. And that's a very good discovery, to discover that I'm not alone with having such problems. And you can see here the sub-teams. I'm not going to go through this, but I can tell you that very important the report is that they have a good leadership, and we have 2 leaders of each group, and it's also impossible to have suitable facilities. We can call it salutogenic facilities, salutogenic environment. But you can read more about that. You can see the reference here from 2016. And I also write about this in the Handbook of Salutogenesis. So you can read it also there if you want to more knowledge about this. So my conclusion is that this intervention may serve as a guide to salutogenic health promotion in different settings when promoting SOC and salutogenic capacity is the main targets. And of course, intervention is applicable both in groups, but also, of course, on individual basis. But then you, of course, not have this good interaction that we can experience in groups. And I have also, this intervention has also been applied among people that have this long disease. I don't remember it in English. We have also applied the intervention to that group, and also among women that are in prison. We have a special salutogenic intervention program in some prisons in Norway for women that are doing their sentences there. So I think this intervention may also be applied in different settings, but you of course maybe have to do some revisions of the intervention to suit just the group you want to offer a salutogenic intervention program. And at last, I want to tell you that in the new Handbook of Salutogenesis, you will find a chapter where we have done a scoping review of all salutogenic interventions that has been done in the life course. So we have analyzed 41 studies that have included a salutogenic intervention program. So you can, and this is in, you can see the reference down on the page here, and this you can read about when the new handbook is published. So thank you for listening, and now I want to ask you whether you have some questions. If we have time, Louis, maybe I have used more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, you took a little more. We have 3 minutes more than was expected, but that's not a big deal. I think we have time for one question.
Is it possible for you to have a bit louder voice? A little bit difficult to hear you, Louis.
Okay. Can you hear now?
No, it's better. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So I just said that you took some minutes more, that I don't think that's a big problem, but we have time for one or two questions.
Yes. I see there are 21 participants there. Yes.
Yeah, I may have a question. Can you talk about the difference between intervention in a group setting and intervention, individual interventions, from your experience on enhancing SLC or salutogenesis?
Yes, I think the big difference is that if you are participating in a well-functioning group, the participant can help each other because they have their own experience that, and they can also support others to test out some things in their daily life. And you can have a group that are supporting you in trying new things in daily life. You have this fascinating conversation among participants. So I have experienced that I can, as a leader, I can just lean back and I can look and listen to the participants that are helping each other. I think that is very fascinating. And often people that have much the same experiences living, for example, with mental health challenges, they listen more to each other than they will listen to a leader, because they are thinking, maybe some of them are thinking, the leader do not know what we are talking about because he or she hasn't experienced it herself. Maybe they think that, but they know that the participant have really felt how it is to have anxiety, depression, psychosis and so on, they have experience in their own body. So they are listening more to the participant and to the leaders. But of course, the leader is not a perfect person. They have also the issues. But and we tell them that we are also human beings that also have our own daily challenges. But often the participants are listen, as I said, more to other. And but of course, when if you have a dialogue with one person, you can apply the same principles that you are trying to ask question that so the person reflect on his or her own resources, both in him or herself and also in his environment. So we can have use the same focus, the salutogenic focus is the same, but you do, of course, not have this interaction between participants.
Okay, Eva, I think we must move on.
Yes. And then the next presenter is Betsy Sia. She is from University of Singapore, and she is going to talk about development of a health resource intervention titled Salutogenic Health Aging Program Embracement, abbreviated SHAPE, for senior-only households in Singapore. The floor is yours, Betsy.
Thank you. Okay, can you see my screen, everyone?
Yes, we can see it.
Okay. Okay, greetings to all at the other side of the screen. So my name is Betsy. I'm a research fellow from Alice Lee Center for Nursing Studies. And today I'm going to share with you, this is my PhD study on the development of a health resource intervention titled Salutogenic Healthy Aging Program Embracement, SHAPE in short, for seniors-only households. So, a quick introduction to where I come from. So Singapore is actually an island city-state located at the southern tip of Malay Peninsula in Southeast Asia. And if you have stepped into Singapore, you'll observe that there are many high-rise buildings on this tiny island. So this is actually a glimpse of our skyline at the Marina Bay Sands. And like many other developed countries, Singapore is actually one of the world's fastest aging population. And by 2030, about a third of our population would hit more than 65 years and above. As such, in 2015, Singapore government actually implemented a $3 billion action plan for successful aging. And this initiative, this action plan comprises of more than 70 initiatives across 12 different areas, such as health and wellness, retirement adequacy, transport, housing, and etc. So despite various communicative outreach efforts in the understanding the intent and usage of all these multiplex initiatives, they can be confusing to older adults, especially when by most seniors in Singapore, they receive little years of education, and some of them may not be as information technology savvy in searching for these resources. As such, the integration of resources on this on this knowledge are needed to better utilize, need to be better utilized and allow older adults to apply to their own context of health. So over the years, we noted that there is an increase in the number of senior-only households in Singapore. And these households refers to older adults who live with their spouse only or those who live alone. So although these older adults, they are generally more independent, they are more likely to seek alternative resources in the community and government resources for support. And however, there is a lack of interventions targeting on the integration of health resource information for these older adults. As such, we embark on this research study to develop a health resource program which applies the salutogenesis as a stress resource coping theory. And the aim of this program is actually to strengthen sense of coherence of older adults to use the existing resources to cope with stresses of healthy aging. So to understand the context of health among older adults residing in senior-only households, we conducted a descriptive qualitative study using focus group discussions to explore their perceptions towards healthy aging from the perspective of sense of coherence, as well as to explore how health resources are actually utilized among older adults to promote and maintain their health. So from these qualitative findings, we identified the pathway mechanisms of how sense of coherence can be applied into the intervention, the resources that these older adults can utilize, as well as the stresses of healthy aging. So the comprehensibility can be addressed by reducing incomprehension of aging-related processes and daily living challenges. Manageability can be promoted by empowering seniors to use their aging resources to adopt health-promoting behaviors. And meaningfulness can be enhanced by activating seniors to reflect and make sense of their old age experiences. And resources were being identified using the eco map of aging assets, which map out the personal, seen in the green circle here, personal resources, the social resources, this orange circle, as well as environmental resources, which the older adults possess. And finally, which is to manage the stresses of healthy aging, such as physiological decline, shrinking social connections, moments whereby they require tangible assistance, having to address unpredictable life events, as well as their pathogenic health orientation. So the intervention content was thus developed in accordance to the three components of sense of coherence. And our intervention content focused on helping older adults to understand about their health and aging processes so that they can take on proactive actions and reflect on their life experiences and most importantly, embrace their lives at old age. So the topics identified here are weekly topics, as well as the content covered for home visits of our intervention, which I'll elaborate in the next slide. So the SHAPE intervention is a health resource program that uses a multimodal approach. It comprises of 12 weekly group sessions whereby participants can learn from each other through peer learning and promotes social interaction. Each week actually covers a specific topic as well as 45-minute physical exercise component. And there were at least 2 home visits to provide that personalized care and to allow older adults to set their own health goals. And lastly, we have a health resource book. This is actually a consolidative book that covers 7 different chapters on the resource information that was being previously identified from our qualitative study in the eco map of aging assets. So what we did was to test the feasibility of the SHAPE intervention. We did a 2-arm pilot randomized control trial. We conducted 2 runs of the intervention with 16 participants that were being randomly assigned to the intervention group. So participants in the control group, they received usual community care services in their neighborhood. So we included older adults aged 60 years and above, those living alone or with another older adult, and as well as those who speak in Mandarin, because that was our mode of language delivery. Participants, the intervention was conducted at senior centers located within residential estates, and we developed an intervention manual to provide instructions on how to conduct the sessions. And both the intervention manual as well as the resource book was being content validated by a team of by a multidisciplinary team. So in our pilot study had 3 aims. And in interest of time, I'm going to go through 2 out of 3 aims, which are to examine the acceptability towards SHAPE intervention in terms of perceived satisfaction by older adults residing in senior-only households, as well as to examine the potential effects of SHAPE intervention, particularly on sense of coherence, self-efficacy, quality of life, and health-promoting lifestyle behaviors. So to determine acceptability of SHAPE intervention, participants satisfaction was assessed by using an evaluation form that we developed. So this evaluation form actually comprises of 13 statements related to the program, as well as components of the intervention as seen on the right-hand side or left-hand side of the slide, as well as 4 open-ended questions. So majority of the participants strongly agreed that the program was useful and relevant. They strongly agreed that the home visits motivated them to take actions for their health, as well as that the resource book information is useful. So content analysis was being used to analyze the qualitative data from the open-ended questions, and the data were categorized into 2 teams, program experience and usefulness of program. So participants expressed that they had a positive, enjoyable experience. Most of them agreed that the intervention were tailored for seniors. However, a few of them identified several misfit of activities for seniors with lower physical functional abilities as well as literacy level. And participants also indicated that they gained health knowledge. They experienced cognitive and physical benefits and felt activated in taking on health actions. So a number of them actually did mention that they put their knowledge into use. So to as for potential effects of the intervention, we saw an overall increase in the SOC total scores, although they were not statistically significant. And there weren't statistical significance between self-efficacy and quality of life. More importantly, what we noted is that we observed significant differences in health-promoting lifestyle behaviors total score, as well as the various components. And this is done by a pair t-test between pre and post test. Of course, just note that when we actually ran the ANOVA analysis, there were no significant differences detected between the intervention group and the control group. This is very much expected, as this is actually a pilot study with a really very small sample size, and it lacks power in the statistical significance. As such, we are very cautious in interpreting our findings on the efficacy of SHAPE. So to sum up, the SHAPE program is a potentially useful and enjoyable health resource program tailored to older adults' health needs. Due to our small sample size, further empirical work is needed to evaluate the effectiveness, as well as a mechanism of impact via the salutogenic approach. And we are currently working on works on developing as well as validation of cultural and age-appropriate salutogenic-based outcome measures to evaluate the intervention. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the seniors who participated in this study, as well as every member of our research team that made this study possible. Thank you all for your kind attention. And this is my email address. I look forward to any questions or exchange of ideas. Thank you. Back to you, Eva.
Thank you very much, Betsy, for a very interesting presentation. Do some of you have some questions to Betsy? Okay, then I have one question. Maybe you said it, but I can't remember. I didn't see it. But how long did the intervention last?
This is a 12-week program.
12 weeks.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So it's quite. It's a relatively long intervention. But I think that's very important to have that they get some. Kind of dose, because in order to change sense of coherence, among other things, I think that's important. But when it comes to sense of coherence, did you use this sense of coherence 13 that Antonovsky developed, or did you have a 5-point scale when they were scoring?
For our study, we used the sense of coherence 13 instrument.
Yes, and the scoring for each item, was that 5 or 7 scale?
Seven levels.
It was 7. Okay, that was very, very good to hear, because I know that some people are using 5-point scale, and then it's very difficult to compare with other studies. So this was very nice to hear, because I think you here have a very good intervention that can be used of others too. So the this pilot study, I think you have promising results, I think. So thank you very much for a very interesting presentation.
Thank you. I think I saw a question on the chat pertaining to how did you recruit seniors for the SHAPE program? Maybe I could elaborate on that.
Yes, nice that you saw it. I didn't remember. Yes.
So for our study, because this is a community-based project, so we went around in the community. We reached out to seniors at the senior activity centers, as well as door-to-door knocking to reach out to seniors who are less that they do not socially participate very actively. Because usually seniors who participate in the senior activity centers, they have their own, they have a pretty rich resource. But we really wanted to reach out to seniors who would need a little bit more help. So we went door to door knocking to the older adults. It was a lot of hard work for the team. Many of the seniors appreciated that and were grateful to come to know of this program.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there some more questions? I think it's, I can see.
I don't know if Diane wants to make a question. Diane, you have your mic open.
Hi, Louise. Yeah, no, I did ask the question about recruiting, and it's just an opportunity to thank you. It was a wonderful presentation. Very thought-provoking, and got some ideas for our programs here. So thank you. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Okay, I do not see more questions here. I see that you have got very many good evaluations of your presentation. So I think you have make some interest in for other people also maybe to follow you in your studies. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And then I think we can move further to the third presenter, and that is Alex Morales. Is he here?
Yes.
Yes, hello, you are here. You are here. Nice hello, to hear. Do you have your own PowerPoint?
I would prefer if I send the video. If you can play the video, afterwards we can talk about it.
Okay, but do you can share the video yourself, or do you want me to try to? I have it, but
I don't have the video here in my computer. I thought that the support system had it, and you can play from your.
Yes, screen. I have. I have it. I hope I can find it. Yes, I have it here. No. Sorry, I have to start with sharing screen. I can try once more. I have the file here. So just give it a sec to see. Yes, here I have it. I have to stop. Do you hear it now?
No, not yet. The application isn't running. it seems that we see the explorer window, but not the player.
Oh, because I have shared the screen with you, so.
Perhaps you're not sharing the whole screen, only the.
Luis, would you like me to call the support to come into the room?
Yeah,
I can call them.
Thank you.
I have, Eva, if there's a problem, I have the PowerPoint with me and I can share my screen.
Thank you, because I do not understand what is not...
Okay.
What is not functioning, but maybe you can... stop share. I can stop share. Maybe I can do one more. Okay, are you starting on your PowerPoint? Okay, is that okay for you? Before I could have tried once more, but if you, it's okay for you to use the PowerPoint. It's
okay. Let's do a last try.
Okay, I can do a last try because I can. Do you hear it now?
No.
Do you function now?
No.
No. Okay, then I think
Hello.
You have to...
You have issues to play a video?
Yes, I have the video on my screen now, but I don't manage to share it.
Yeah, you have the stop sharing screen, please.
Yes, I do that. Stop share. Pause share.
In the top of the screen.
Yes. Stop
sharing screen.
Yes. I can't listen.
Okay, I can do it.
not find it now because yeah, yeah I
see. I did.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to open the video, the file, out of Zoom in your desktop, like your player.
Okay.
Out of Zoom. Open the video.
Yes.
And pause it.
I have to.
I
have to find the file because now I have to go from the start again. I had it clear, but I know it.
Yeah.
There, I have started. I have no stop. No, I have it on my own desk.
Yeah, you have to open out of Zoom like normal, like in your desktop. Open
yes,
the file.
Yes, I have done that. I have done that.
And now you are you seeing the player?
The player, I don't know.
It's open. It's open the video. It's open.
Yes, it's open, yes. Yes, okay. But I have stopped it.
Okay, yes. Now in Zoom, share a screen.
But I don't find Zoom when this is open. How to find Zoom when this is open?
I think in your taskbar.
I can't find this. Zoom.
Open again Zoom.
I can't see that it's functioning. I'm sorry, but...
No worries.
Sorry, I can't...
Don't worry, Eva. I think we try and let's do the live presentation.
But maybe, yes, but maybe you have the video, you too, you administrator. You have the video, haven't you?
No.
Eva, you should see the Zoom at the bottom of your screen where the taskbar is at the bottom. It should be
but
one
I don't
of the
find,
icons.
I don't find the taskbar. So maybe some menu. No texting. No, I'm sorry. I do not find this.
Alex?
Menu.
Do we have any other kind of support like PowerPoint slides? Even if it's not perfect, and I think you did it.
There's no problem, Eva and Luis. I'll start the live presentation. Let's do this way, no problem. You can see the PowerPoint right now?
Yes, we can see it.
Okay, let's start. So my name is Alex Morales and I am a Deep Salud Health Promotion Agent. In this presentation, I'm going to talk about the Be Yourself program and the GSOC study. GSOC is an acronym of the words Girona and Sense of Coherence. This study began in 2017 and its aim is to analyze whether the Be Yourself program helps young people and adolescents to develop life skills and shock. First of all, a brief introduction about the Be Yourself program. It's promoted and financed by Deep Salud. It targets educational centers in Girona and started in the 2014 academic year. We base our work on the idea that people's health depends on numerous factors which go far beyond genetics or healthcare provision. For this reason, applying health promotion strategies is an opportunity to create positive, protective, and healthy environments and to reduce social inequities. The program is designed to train the life skills that the World Health Organization has qualified as basic. There's on the slide, there are some examples. And it's also aimed to develop Antonovsky sense of coherence. So the Be Yourself program is a salutogenic intervention. Before the GSOC study started, we looked for a reference of shock level in the adolescent population. We found that there is very little research about the evolution of shock through a person's life. These are mostly cross-sectional studies that analyze correlation between shock and other variables at a specific point of time. Also, in order to measure shock in adolescents, we needed to choose between 13 or 29 items questionnaire. So we found that the reduced version of questionnaire was used more, but no explanation was given to this. As we saw later, we used the 13 questionnaire. And let's see some of the details of the study. I need to do a brief introduction of the Be Yourself program. It's an intervention that involves teacher training and technical support in implementation with students via practical sessions developed by external professionals. It's also based on pedagogical materials, resources like stories, videos, and other activities. And the staff present health topics such as consumption of toxic substances, sex and affectivity, and cohabitation. Regarding these topics, we train the sense of coherence and the 10 life skills, such as the importance of respecting yourself and other people, knowing how to make decisions, facing challenges positively, and maintaining a critical stance when faced with peer pressure. So, if the program helps adolescents to understand, to handle a world better by training life skills, and if we promote the development of their understanding of life, we can increase their sense of coherence and consequently their quality of life. At this point, we have the hypothesis of the GSOC study. I'm sorry, because I just showed you the previous slide. I was talking about this hypothesis and this method of use of the Be Yourself program. Now, it's a moment for see some details about the method of the GSOC study. It's a quasi-experimental research. The schools participated on a probabilistic sample. as in a voluntary way, 24 schools were assigned to the experimental group and were participating in the Be Yourself program, and 21 schools were assigned to the control group. As you see, around 5,000 students' answers were obtained for each group. The online questionnaire was provided, and it was measuring socio-demographic variables such as academic year, gender, family, cultural, and socio-economic capital, and proactivity. This was measured through participation in leisure activities as recreation, sports club, or hiking groups. Also, related to the quality of the exposure to the program, Be Yourself, we measure intensity, the quality, or how many times they have been exposed, and impregnation. Also, the questionnaire includes life skills, behaviors, and health topics related with consumption of toxic substances, sex and affectivity, and cohabitation. And as I said before, the 13 items Antonovsky questionnaire. On the first database analysis, as this table shows, students in the first 3 years of secondary school were observed differences. There were three measures of the questionnaire. The first measure was taken in November 2017, the second in June 2018, and the last in January 2019. One of the first challenges of this analysis was creating comparable groups which were as homogeneous as possible for each measurement. And as you can see in this table, the results were compared according to the number of months that the students had been exposed to the program, between 0 and 24 months. If difference between these groups are noticed, we thought that this can only be attributed to participation of the in the program, and the effect of this participation is calculated using the differences in differences formula. The team also make a second database analysis with the idea of making the conclusions obtained with the first analysis more robust. And we constructed and analyzed a second database with more homogeneous population models. In this case, the database was not statistically weighted between comparisons. And that was done to clarify whether there were any relationships between the results and the following socio-structural variables: gender, productivity, socio-economic level, quality of the exhibition of the program. And the results, the research group observed significant statistical differences between the experimental group and the control group. As you see at the bottom of the slide, trends were analyzed in the results over time. So we use positive or negative trends, referring to the fact that over time, a greater approximation to the desired or undesired values was appreciated for the program. For instance, a higher or lower self-esteem, or higher or lower or higher consumptions. First of all, a brief analysis of the life skills. The people, the group exposed to the Be Yourself program show better results in some life skills assets, such as coping with emotions and feelings or creative thinking. Otherwise, worse results were observed in tension and stress management. When we look at the tobacco and consumption score, and in cannabis use, the experimental group obtained better results. Also, in the experimental group, there was greater perception of risk in tobacco use. And at last, measures about shock. Negative difference were detected in manageability dimension. For example, in questions like feeling worthless or not being treated fairly. Regarding meaningfulness, the students in the experimental group obtained lower scores in questions related to having clear goals in life or finding meaning in daily life. And to finish this presentation, some ideas for a conclusion and for the debate. The lowest shock scores obtained by the students who completed the Be Yourself program suggest that adolescents who work and on life skills may become more aware of who they are and the complexity of their surroundings. This might challenge their life goals and cause greater tension and stress. Their shock may decrease as they have more doubts about their ability to act constructively when faced with adverse situations or when facing with the challenges inherent to adolescence. The research team also notices difficulties in using the 13 items scale. It is possible that some of the items are confusing and difficult for teens to understand. I think that this complexity has been analyzed and discussed in the previous day in the conference. And at last, a more qualitative approach, like a personal life story, microcare to advance. And the GSOC study can be the starting point for a qualitative assessment with the adolescents and teachers themselves that helps to understand these preliminary results. And that's all. I appreciate your attention and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Alex, for a very good and clear presentation. A very comprehensive study with very large samples. So I think you have a very good quality of study here and also very interesting results. But now I want to ask some of the audience whether they have some questions. No, okay, then I can, I think that your title was very fascinating for me because I think that Be Yourself, that is has about, that includes this identity that Antonovsky defined as a very crucial resistance resource. So I think you have really the core of the model, I think you have when you are focusing on Be Yourself. And also then the connection between life skills and sensory coherence, very interesting and important study, I think. And also your reflection of why these people were decreasing their sensory coherence.
It's an hypothesis we found in other studies with caregivers with elderly people that also had a decrease. There was a pre and a post evaluation of the shock in an intervention of abilities and the salutogenic intervention. And we thought that the young people which are developing shock in the adolescence, the shock is not a level, not unique. It's a continuous. It's based on life experience, and this life experience is the one that we try to promote on these sessions of the Be Yourself program. And we thought that not only the education, the educator, and the teachers are key factor of this. Of this change, and we try to make schools more health promoted schools.
Mm.
Sorry, if there was Ibn Liber that wanted to take a question. So please, could we give the floor to Ibn? Ibn, you just show up for a moment and then, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Well, I actually got the answer I was about to ask the question for, because I was a bit confused about the result with the SOC. If I had got it right, that it actually decreased after the intervention. So I was curious if I had understood it right, but then Eva clarified. So it's okay. Thank you.
Are there more questions? I have one more, and that you mentioned this kind of tension and stress, and of course there might be an overload of tension and stress, but how do you look at the tension and stress as potentially health promoting? Of course you have to have these resistance resources to cope with tension, but how do you have some reflection about that in this group?
Well, we are talking about the 12 and 16 years old population. There is an important transition from the primary to secondary school, and in this transition, they have to identify what their life will be, which future they want for themselves. And that's we found with the academic community, it's a key factor that promotes this high tension and stress. Mm.
But I think maybe in the long run, maybe these people that have got participated in this program, maybe then they on the in the long run, if they're managing their stressors and tension, maybe they will improve their sense of coherence in the long run because of the program. So if you had more follow-ups, maybe you could catch, maybe that will happen an improvement. That would be very interesting to explore.
In fact, that's the idea, to follow this population and to do a further research. And we think that is okay. There is no your tension and stress level, and also your emotional feelings are not constant about in your life. So perhaps in this long period of time, this population can achieve a better manageability and also meaningfulness. Why not?
Yes. So I wish you good luck in the further study among these students. So thank you very much, Alex, for a very interesting presentation. I want to follow your project.
Thank you, Eva.
And then we have the last presentation, and that is Levi Ara Shahar. Do I pronounce it right? But welcome for your presentation. And he is going to talk about inquiry-based stress reduction, strength and sense of coherence, a pilot study. So the floor is yours.
So thank you. It's Shahar. It's hard to pronounce. Shahar Levery.
And, is that your first name? Shahar.
Shahar, yes. The meaning is dawn. You know, just before the rising of the sun.
Ah.
And with a ch. So I'm Shahar. Like in the States, it's very hard. Nobody calls me Shahar. Call me just Shahar. And I'm from Israel. I will, and I thank you for inviting me for this presentation. The subject of the presentation is inquiry-based stress reduction, SOC, a pilot study. I am the head of the Department of the Health Promotion, School of Public Health, Faculty of Medicine, Tel Aviv University. We were very busy this year. And this is like the view from my room. So it's nice from the Tel Aviv University, which is nice and near the sea. So introduction, the sense of coherence reflects a person's view of life and capacity to respond to a stressful situation. We were talking about this all the conference. It is an orientation to view life as comprehensible, manageable, and meaningful. And it is an important resource for coping with challenging life events and promoting health and well-being. So there are several questions which are important to address, and some of them we did, and some of them other presenters did, and for future research, is sense of coherence stable in life? Well, there are several views on this question. Can we change a sense of coherence through an intervention? And what are the determinants and correlates of a sense of coherence? So we assessed an intervention which is named inquiry-based stress reduction. It is based on the work of Byron Katie, which is from Ohio, the States. And Byron Katie, intervention started with understanding that she was very depressed, and that when she believed her thoughts, she suffered, and when she did not believe her thoughts, she did not suffer. Like, it's not about the reality, it's much more about what we're believing on the reality. But a lot of people ask and share this wisdom, and Byron Katie found a way, which we and other researchers, to change and to put a question mark on the thoughts. So the technique is noticing about our stressful thoughts, writing them down, questioning the stressful thoughts, and then turning them around in a very structured way. So for an instance, if we have the belief that now you're judging me, or my boss is judging me, like a patient, a doctor is judging him, so we can just do a reality check. Maybe my boss or the doctor is not judging me, or you are not. Maybe you're just looking at me. And maybe I'm judging myself. Like, a lot of stories people tell to myself, especially stressful thoughts that come again and again. And maybe when I believe the thought that, like, my boss is judging me or you're judging me, I'm judging you. So that's a very interesting way to look at the thoughts. And the main thing is to put a question mark. Like, she is judging me, question mark, and then in a very methodological way to choose other possibilities of reality. And we're doing now a study with Stanford to see if the difference between threat beliefs and, like, she is judging me and she's not judging me. And Eva, I connect with what you said, that a lot of the components is about the story of a participant, about his disease, and actually about views in life. And there is an element of active adaptation. Like, if somebody understands that he has this pattern of thought that she's judging me, so he can be aware and like come to this session and say, okay, they're just looking at me. So, and adapting it is the main thing. And it's not just being aware, but adapting it in life. So that is a very important component. And of course, there is enhanced self-awareness and connectivity, because we're doing the groups are like, there are different formats, but many of the groups are in the group format. So participants can see that a lot of people believe the same thoughts. And if this is a full like presentation, 1 hour presentation to just introduce this technique. So if somebody wants to read more in depth, you can read the review that we wrote, and I will share with you papers that we published. And also I like the name, like a mind at home with itself. Like, with all this chaotic area and chaotic life, can we be balanced with our views, with our mind, and just look directly at the reality as it is, and mainly put a question mark on our thoughts, especially stressful thoughts. So the methods of this pilot study was an open label study. Participants enrolled in a 9-day course. Like, we are also, some of the research is about dose dependent. What is the difference between an intensive workshop and then a workshop that is, or intervention that are weekly interventions? And participants completed the following question after the intervention. So the SOC, the 13 items, satisfaction with life, mental health in MHI, and self-esteem. And some of them demographic, the full are in the paper, is the age is 40, was the mean age was 49.5. Most of participants were female, family status, majority were married, and religion, most were Christian, and they were from all religions. So, and of course, there is a diversity between, we also assess that. So the results, we have found differences before and after the workshop on all three components of sense of coherence, on comprehensibility, manageability, and meaningfulness after the intervention. And all of them were statistically significant. And also in other psychological variables, which is satisfaction with life and the Rosenberg self-esteem, and also stress, psychological stress, MHI. And one of the, this I adapted from yesterday presentation by Bauer. So if IBSR may affect the sense of coherence, and we know that there are resources and also a lot, other determinants which also are correlate with a sense of coherence, such as subjective and psychological well-being and resilience. So we were lucky to do this year also several studies. One of them just published was on high school teachers, and we assessed that during the pandemic, some of them received IBSR and a control group did not receive IBSR. And we were in this time, dose dependent, it was a 20 weeks intervention. We did through Zoom, it was in hybrid through Zoom IBSR session. So that was really interesting to see the effect of a hybrid intervention and also through Zoom, which is challenging this kind of interventions. And so we have in this study, we had 67 participants. And most of them like were 46 maybe a year and teachers that were like 17 years in average in the profession. And most of them were fully like 91, like a fully job percent. And the majority was female. And what we found that after the intervention, there was a significant response on psychological well-being, which is the PIRMA is validated a questionnaire for psychological well-being. And I'm just showing the scatter plot. It worked more on people that had low psychological well-being. So the effect was larger than people that had a high psychological well-being. We also assessed subjective well-being, which is the SWLS and the PANAS. And we also found effect of the intervention on the determinants of subjective well-being. And we've also assessed a lot of other variables such as stress, such as resilience. And there was in majority of the, in resilience, there was also effect of the intervention. And that was contrary, because the group that did not have intervention and like they were very stressed, their resilience like score deteriorated. And so it was very important for us to understand that it's important to support high school teachers through times as pandemic. And the difference was big between the control group and the group that did the intervention. And there was a lot of question, what is the mode of effect, or what are the mechanism of action? So yesterday, I think Claudia have mentioned enhancement of security, empowerment, and mastery. So these are several of the components that that we can look on. In our qualitative research that we did, and we don't have time to elaborate on it, so we saw a change in the story of participant, active adaptation, enhancement, and also we have in qualitative, we have seen changes in empowerment of the participants. And the conclusion of the study is that it determines that participants can strengthen a sense of coherence. Of course, it was an open label, so it's needed to be rehearsed in the randomized clinical trial, And I think that understanding the processes that underlie IBSR impact may be valuable for developing intervention that promotes sense of coherence and well-being. If somebody wants to read, like we have done a lot of research in the last years on IBSR, so these are the research that we can present and you can read. Some of them presented always also in different population published this year and since 2013. So we have, it's both quantitative and both qualitative studies, and it's very interesting the mode of action and how to change people salutogenesis and well-being. And we're now very interesting if somebody wants to, we are designing a study about, because I come from School of Public Health and Health Promotion, Faculty of Medicine, we're designing a study about a sense of coherence and health behavior. And that could be really interesting to see a change in health behavior after association and also intervention, which this is the goal for one of the goals of health promotion, changes and the relationship with a sense of coherence. And this is my final slide. I want to thank you. The world is what you believe to be and changes as you change. So there is a component about changing our viewpoint, changing our sense of coherence. And of course, it's correlated with actions. So I want to thank you for this opportunity to present our work.
Okay, thank you very much, Shahar, for a very interesting presentation. And I first want to ask your other participants, do you have some questions or comments to Shahar's presentation? Then you are welcome.
May I, while we wait for other participants to engage, just to break the ice. Thank you very much, Shahar. I think this presentation is very relevant, and it shows up that the structural approach that we take towards our own feelings and thoughts can make a huge difference in the way we manage our lives. Would you one clarification? This was done in Germany.
Yes, this study was in Germany. It was a 9-day workshop in Germany, and we also have done studies in the States. That this study was published in Explore. So we have done the study in different contexts, and it was interesting to see effect of a context on especially in the qualitative study on beliefs of people and what beliefs are relevant and affects the variables that we assessed. It was done in Köln, not in Köln, in Bad Nauheim, but it's I hope I pronounce it well. It's, I think, Bad Nauheim, and it's near Köln. It's about 30 minutes from Köln.
So what about results from Israel? I mean, because I know that Israel, I don't have that much information, but the Israeli population, they have very particular characteristics when we compare with the other populations. And I was curious to know, is there a harm done in Israel or?
So we are indeed doing of course research in Israel. So the study that I shared on high school teachers, which was published in International Journal of Environmental Research Public Health, you can look at the study, was done in Israel, high school teachers in Israel, and also published in Brain Sciences last year. So we're doing quite a lot. We're doing studies also, of course, in Israel, and we like to collaborate. It's the most interesting to collaborate with researchers for other countries, because this is mind-blowing, different points of view, and the most interesting things is by collaborations.
So you have a team in Germany, or you are traveling there, or
I had been traveling, not the last year. I wish I could come to Kiro this year. I was, you know, I wanted to come physically to this conference, but I have, I'm collaborating with researcher in Germany, of course, yeah.
Because I believe that the manageability of the Israeli people is very, very high.
Yeah, people tell it about us. Yeah, that's a good story, and I think it has some, you know, it's connected to reality. Yeah.
So okay. Anyway, congratulations. This was a great presentation. I don't know if you have any more questions from the participants.
I can't see anyone, and I think also we have used our time. So I want to thank you all. All the presenters and also all the participants for a very nice and interesting presentation, also with very many good questions. So that's a really good session we have had, I think. And now we are going to have a break, and then we meet again at 10:45. Then we are going to have a plenary discussion about salutogenic intervention. So welcome to that, and thank you for now, and have a good break. Bye-bye.